Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you find complete connection to yourself, to others, and to your world in order to accelerate your self-development and your self-understanding. Frankly, a little understanding of other people as well, which can be baffling. I know, right? If you didn't hear in the last podcast, I'm going to be taking 4 students in 2019 for an experimental program where I believe I can take you from wherever you are now to experiencing stage 11, even if just for a moment, within the year, working one stage per month and meeting with me over video chat for 1 hour per month. So I'm not charging for this program because it is experimental right now. So if you want to be one of my students, get over to the community page. You have 1 week left to go over and send me a note. Tell me about yourself. Tell me why you want to do this. Let me know if you're ready to give it a go. Listen to episode 43 for all the details. Check it out. So drop me a note over on the community page while you still can. 1 week to go, and I'm only going to take 4 students, any age, from any country in the world, but you do need to have an internet connection, be able to do video chat with me once a month. And you have to be willing to put in the homework in between. Then we're going to be going through the roadmap. If you've not seen that, get over to the observations page at koabd.com and do a search for roadmap and see the tasks that are going to be involved. All right. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about spiritual fatigue, needing a break from all that self-development. And what a great topic, right? So if you are thinking that 2019 is the year that you are going to get it together in terms of your self-development, that you're going to focus on connecting to yourself, connecting to others, connecting to this life, to your future, to your money, sort of a whole life optimization, you need to know that it can get a little intense. And sometimes you need to take a break. It's like any job. You can't do it 24/7 and not expect to just be exhausted. So developing yourself and your life can be a very intense experience, even as much as it is rewarding. You're digging into your past, you're facing your demons, and you're designing a future that makes you excited. And that can be, frankly, exhausting. Periodically, you can feel a little burned out about the whole thing. And so in your quest for peace and joy and purpose, you may find that real growth and progress comes in sprints, and it comes in whirlwinds after a lot of reading and questioning and thinking and writing, and then boom, you get big progress. There are times, however, usually right after a major bit of progress, when instead of being motivated to keep going or push harder, you find yourself kind of exhausted. So here's the pattern. You're reading, you're thinking, you're journaling, you're doing the work, you're doing the tasks, and then wham, you get a big sprint of development, of forward progress. You find yourself quickly into the next stage, and it's very exciting. But it can also be spiritually exhausting. So usually right after a big leap like that, where you've had a breakthrough into the next stage, sometimes you're going to find yourself super excited and it feels amazing and you are that much more motivated and you're ready to get going. But sometimes you're going to find that you're tired and you need a break. That it can all be very overwhelming as much as it can be exciting. And I call this spiritual fatigue. And now we do this whole self-development thing for a lot of reasons. We're trying to get our act together. We're trying to come up with a life that is optimal. We're trying to optimize our lives and ourselves. They say the unexamined life is not worth living. Have you heard that one? But sometimes I wonder if the over-examined life is never lived. So to understand ourselves and our humanity certainly seems to be part of the purpose of our lives, but it's not the only purpose by far. Sometimes we need a break from thinking about our place in the universe. Sometimes we need to just be in the universe, to just enjoy this life and be down in it, experiencing it, unexamined. Mindfully experiencing the moments of our lives is part of the joy of living. And there are sort of, there are modes of operating, right? You can be down in the moment, living your life. And I call it down in it. It's not lesser, but it's different from being separated from it, kind of in a meta level, hovering above it, that moment, and examining that moment. Or you can be down in that moment, right? So these are sort of different levels of experiencing the same moment. Now, you can always return to examining and picking apart your thoughts and feelings and actions and experiences later. But if you're having spiritual fatigue, for now, take a break and just live this incredible life. There's nothing wrong with taking a break from it. There are, of course, good times to drop into life and be part of it. And there are bad times to do that. Sometimes are more optimal for this than others. Good times to drop into life and just live include vacations, travel, it's the holidays, maybe you're traveling, maybe you're having vacation, moments of love, moments of joy, moments of purpose, and so on. Don't miss out on these beautiful moments. You want to be down in it, just feeling it, living it, experiencing it. Because remember, experiencing your humanity is a huge reason why you're here. So don't let those moments get away. And those are good times to kind of take a break from your personal development. But on the other hand, there's good times to spend on that meta level focused on your development and pushing forward on that. Include any time of prolonged negative emotion. Legal battles, divorces, prolonged illness. Any time that you don't love your current situation, focus on your development. Right? Because if your situation is not great, and you've done everything that you can, you're working your way out of it, but it's going to take some time, then you need to otherwise just be busy on productive things. For some of us, this means just working more. But for many of us, this means focusing on your self-development. And that could be any aspect of your life. But focusing on developing your life and optimizing your life is a really good thing to do when your other option is to wallow in these negative emotions or wallow in these negative states. Nobody wants to do that. But self-development, this is not to suggest that you should not be mindful of your negative emotions. You certainly should. But self-development and life development are not only a great break from any negative reality, they are the pathway out of your negative reality. And that's why I recommend that. The simple act of taking action to better yourself and to better your life makes any hard situation easier to handle if you know that you are actively pursuing progress in a better direction. So, for example, suppose you're in debt. When you realize what you're up against, it can feel hopeless and intractable when you have that first sit down where you are charting out exactly what your debt is. It is horrifying, and it should be. So it can feel really hopeless and intractable, but then you make a plan. You make a budget, you make a plan, you chart it out, and you act on it consistently. You will feel almost instantly lighter and happier. Long before you ever pay off your debt, you are going to feel 10 times happier. Why? Because you're taking action in a positive direction. And that is really the root of a lot of happiness. So likewise, let's suppose you're meeting your child or your grandchild for the first time. If you spend every moment looking at this experience from the outside, you'll miss what it feels like to make that first connection. There's nothing like holding that little newborn and making that connection. You want to be in that moment, not examining that moment later. You want to be so connected to that moment that it is with you forever. Now, as you take a break from developing your life to actually live your life, be careful that you do not fall back into destructive patterns of self-sabotage. If you are spending most of your time in stages 3, 4, 5, and even 6, you can be prone to some very self-destructive habits and a lot of self-sabotage. And you want to be careful that even as you take a break, even for a week, that you don't harm yourself in the process. So whatever neuroses that you have not dealt with, whether you know about them or maybe you don't know about them, they're still in play. So keep your breaks brief. It might be a moment or a day or a week. And keep guard for anything that you may do that would set you back. You know what you do, if you're willing to be honest with yourself. So for breaks longer than a day or two, I recommend making yourself a set of rules to follow to ensure that you will not sabotage your progress. So it comes down to this. We have a choice to be in the moment or to examine the moment. Now with practice, you can do both nearly simultaneously. But if you're not there yet, and that's okay, most people aren't, then it's okay to take a break from your self-examination and your planning and your development. That's okay. It's okay to admit that you need a break from your self-development and to consciously choose to take a break from your self-development. As long as you make sure you put some rules in place so that you don't sabotage yourself with any of the neuroses or habits that you have not yet overcome. And you know what those are. So I would, as always, be brutally honest with yourself. Because what you don't want to do is set yourself back while you take a break. All right. So spiritual fatigue, it's a real thing. You can really, actually, truly need a break from all this self-development. It usually tends to happen right after a big breakthrough. You're either going to feel energized or you're going to feel like you need a break. If you need a break, admit that to yourself. Don't burn out on this stuff because it's intense. I know. And take a little break and then come back to it. Make sure you don't harm yourself in the process. So how do you know when you need a break? I think when it starts to feel like work rather than a drive. Your development and anything that you pursue with passion, but especially your self-development, your life optimization, should be exciting. It should feel deeply purposeful. It should be something that you look forward to, that you're doing for yourself. And when you start to dread the books you're reading, when you start to dread the tasks that are at hand in the stage that you're working on, that's how you know you need a break. So make sure that you do take breaks to keep yourself fresh, as with any effort, right? Any effort can get kind of overwhelming like that, right? And this is such an intense effort, especially in some stages, that you need to know when you kind of need a break to drop into the moment and just kind of live life for a little while. And so one thing I want to point out here is there's a difference between stepping back and examining the moment and disconnecting from it. So I always talk about connection, the need to be connected to yourself, to others, to the moment, and so forth. When you're examining that moment, you're actually very connected to it. You're even more deeply connected to that moment than when you're in it. Why? Because to examine an experience, you have to connect to what you were feeling, connect to the other people in that experience, connect to what they were feeling, connect to the room or the environment where the experience happened, and what was going on there. You have to be completely connected to everything that's going on in order to examine it. And that's another reason why it gets overwhelming. So send in your questions about this. You can send in questions over on the community page at the website. You can get there by going to koabd.com or katherinecolleen.com. That's katherinecolleen.com. They both go to the same place. Click on the community page and use the form there and send in your questions and let me know how I can help. And as a reminder, I'm taking 4 students in 2019 who want to work and meet with me over video chat once per month. You've got 1 week left to sign up for that. Middle of January is the deadline. And we're going to start meeting in the third and fourth week of January and focusing on stage one. So only 4 students because it's an experimental program, and also I'm not charging. And if you want to be one of the people who's going to be getting the stage 11 by the end of November, let me know. I can't wait to work with you. Remember, any age, any country, you do need to be able to do video chat. And you do need to be able to speak enough English that between your English and my Spanish, Portuguese, German, Russian, Modern Standard Arabic, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Hindi, that we can communicate with each other. Okay, thanks for joining me. Remember to take that break from your development. If you need to, don't take too much of a break, because this is the gift that you give to yourself. Thanks for joining me. And as always, I am wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.